Tech support, this is Karen. How can I help you?
Hi, Karen. Settle down. It's only Pete.
Oh, it didn't sound like Pete.
Hey, hey, are you huffing and puffing because of fucking Barry? Is he fucking complaining? Why isn't he going on that fucking 10-way way yonder freaking no internet?
Which one? The MBS ticket for tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, is that did the customer request that?
Yeah, because it was late in the day. It was after 5 already by the time the customer called in. I told him I didn't even think I could get somebody. He's like, okay, tomorrow's fine. So I pushed it to tomorrow.
Oh, all right. No, I was saying.
Yeah,
was
no, no, no.
I was about to lose my fucking shit because Barry's fucking complains fucking.
I know,
you
know,
he's worked too hard. But, all right. No, because I went on there.
He said someone was there a couple of weeks ago, and it was because there was no light. No one's trained us on that, how to look at the light and what it actually means and what I'm actually looking at. So I actually just emailed Keith a screenshot of what I looked at, and to me it looks like there's light. So I don't know what's going on the location. I don't know. He said it didn't work, and the wife unplugged stuff. So I don't know if they plugged it in wrong. I asked him if it's all secured and plugged in properly. He told me yes. So it could just be that he has something miswired. I don't know. But he said there
Who
is
knows,
a red light on the edge.
He does have a red. He does have a red light on the O&T, and that usually indicates there is no light.
Yeah, that's what he said. So. He said last time someone was here, that's what that he said. The tech told me when you see that red light, that means there's no light.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Well, have a good night.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.